Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Alaska State Troopers responded to a burglary off of Woodsong Court in Inilchik on Tuesday, January 10th at approximately 5:56 p.m. The complainant confronted individuals inside the property. The suspects left the property in a vehicle. The vehicle's description and license plate was provided to the Alaska State Troopers. Alaska State Troopers located the vehicle traveling southbound on the Sterling Highway. AST attempted to conduct a traffic stop, resulting in a vehicle pursuit. The vehicle eluded approximately 90 miles per hour for 10 miles before coming to a stop at a dead-end road. The driver, Daniel Rosendale, age 36 of Anchorage, attempted to flee on foot. Rosendale was taken into custody with the assistance of K-9 Lavi. Investigation revealed Rosendale was under the influence of alcohol. Rosendale was charged with burglary in the first degree, attempt theft in the third degree, elude first degree, driving under the influence, and driving while license revoked suspended. Rosendale also had an outstanding felony warrant for vehicle theft first degree times two. Rosendale was transported to the Homer Jail, where he was remanded and held without bail. The Alaska Division of Agriculture is launching a new program in support of food security in Alaska. Funded under the Food Security Agricultural Incentive Grant Program in the state of Alaska fiscal year 2022 supplemental budget, this grant opportunity is in response to the current shortages of Alaskan-grown livestock feed that will require livestock farmers to import feed barley with unaffordable and uneconomic transportation costs. The Alaska Barley Transportation Support Grant Program's purpose is to help alleviate those high costs by providing reimbursement for the transportation of eligible products to qualifying businesses, said Mia Kirk, Acting Director of the Division of Agriculture. The goal of this program is to assist in providing an affordable source of quality feed barley for Alaskan livestock producers in advance of the 2023 Alaskan-grown harvest. The division is seeking letters of intent from businesses. Eligible businesses, the capability to order, receive, handle, store, transport, and arrange logistics to distribute multi-ton shipments of feed barley to livestock producers within Alaska. Eligible transportation expenses, the cost incurred from the transportation of eligible products into or within Alaska, and eligible products, barley, grade standard to be approved by the Division of Agriculture. Due to the urgency of the situation, letters must be submitted by 5 p.m. January 16, 2023. For more information and instructions, you'll find a link on the story at RyuKenai.com. The Division of Agriculture and the Governor's Office of Food Security, as well as other state agencies, have been coordinating with the agricultural industry in Alaska on other financial aid as well. Round one of the Food Security Cost Assistance Program targeted commercial livestock farmers, while round two will focus on commercial feed producers later in 2023. Low-interest agricultural loans are currently available, plus additional micro-grants for food security, especially crop grants, and a new forgivable loan program are coming later this year. The Department of Natural Resources' mission is to develop, conserve, and maximize the use of Alaska's natural resources consistent with the public interest. Text to 911, a new service within the Kenai Peninsula Borough becomes operational Monday, January 16th across the Kenai Peninsula Borough. Call if you can, text if you can't. According to the Soldotna Public Safety Communications Center, text to 911 will help those who are deaf, hard of hearing, speech impaired, or anyone who might be unsafe if they were to be heard by an intruder or abusive partner. While texting to 911 is a vital tool that increases accessibility to emergency services, the preferred method for those who can speak is to call. If you do need to text 911 in an emergency, open the text messaging program on your cell phone. Create a new message. Enter the numbers 911 and the 2 field. Send the location of the emergency, including city, and the type of emergency, help needed, police, fire, medical, in the first message. For the complete instructions, visit the story at RyuKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.